In 50 minutes, Jonathan Eglin will be along, and tonight Jonathan will be looking at a haunted abandoned theatre and asking where is everyone. The party invite definitely said 8 o'clock. But now, the Bow Years.
Dear Cyril, you must stop.
Stop? But when I see your face, I feel implored to shower you with kisses.
Yes, and I you. But I can't help thinking of all those we would hurt with our passion should it be discovered.
Oh, Cyril, stop. Oh, Janet, our love is more precious than the repercussions from the revelations of any allegations. Come, take me now in the crevice by the preserves.
No, Cyril, we must control ourselves. It's all very well shutting up the cake shop and the cafe which I run in order to have a sexual encounter on a thoroughly sterilised surface, but I can't do it indefinitely. The shop's profits are falling, and your penchant for using my Danish pastries as part of our lovemaking is increasing my overall running costs.
Am I not worth it?
It's not a question of that. You know you would worth it. You know I would give all the Danish pastries I have to feel this way. But, Cyril, I have secrets.
Secrets?
Oh, don't try and drag it out of me, you and your silver tongue. Stop with your questions. All right, then. I shall tell you all. You must swear to me never to tell another living soul.
All right, then.
When I was young, I wanted to act, so I ran away from home and went to the streets where they're paved with gold and waited to be discovered.
Went to Puckle Church?
Yes. While I was there, I made a film, Cyril. Film I'm now ashamed of. And this letter you were asking me about contains a cheque for the royalties. Apparently the film has been shown to some villagers in a remote part of Peru, and I'm jolly afraid somebody might find out.
Mrs. Bowyer, your microwave oven has malfunctioned and somehow broadcast your terrible secret as the soundtrack of the Channel 4 racing.
Oh, the shame!
Oh, it certainly is a lot of lambs, Mr. Bowyer.
Yes, well, you get that when you have sheep on your farm, you know.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, everything is going very well indeed.
But what about your crumbling marriage, Mr. Bowyer? Your failing business, declining mental health, and all the other miscellaneous items which are forcing you back into a black abyss-like depression. Abyss.
Well, apart from that...
I admire you, Mr. Bowyer. I know I don't say it often, but you're an example to us all.
Oh, I try, Obadiah. I try.
When is the time I've looked at your situation and thought I would have done myself in. What with all the stuff I just mentioned, together with all those rumours.
You don't mean...
Yes.
My God.
Yes, I do.
I didn't think word of this would leak out. But leak out it has, and it's going to cause me a lot of stress and bother.
Hello, Mum. Oh, hello, Carol. My word, you look like you're having a good time at university.
Oh, yes. Doing an agricultural studies course with a dance degree is definitely the best thing I've ever done. I can now perform the whole of Swan Lake while simultaneously monitoring cattle for TB.
Well, you certainly are looking very happy. I wish I was that happy.
Oh, what's the matter, Mum? You've not accidentally booked a bar mitzvah on the same night as our Palestinian theme night, have you?
No, it's worse than that.
Oh, Mum.
I left Grigor, our mysterious Eastern Bloc chef, in charge at lunchtime while I went to judge the best-in-show tortoise in Bunbridge.
You didn't bump into a man who mysteriously knew more about you than he should for a casual acquaintance?
That's exactly what happened, Carol.
What did it... Was it... Was it Dad, Mum?
You know perfectly well your father lost his life in that exploding Tickle Me Elmo incident.
Those Chinese and their faulty goods.
Or at least that's what you thought. Oh.
Or at least that's what you thought.
Daddy?
Wilfred?
Yes, Wendy. I faked my own death to say what you would say about me, and now I know what you would say. I have to say I'm not pleased.
But...
Don't try and worm your way out of it. I'm going now, and I don't expect you'll ever hear from me again.
The Bow Years is produced and recorded in our Puckle Church studios by somebody whose evaluation seemed to be okay at the time. The agricultural story editor is under suspicion for acts with a buffalo. And now Jonathan Eglin from a surprisingly empty Stratford Theatre celebrating his birthday in a half-hour special of the arts programme dedicated to crying and bawling.